town. I'm Jack Durate reporting on the USA Radio Network.
They were charged with finding an all-water route to the Pacific, yet less than half of them knew how to swim. They nearly starved, ran out of supplies, and failed in their primary mission. So why 200 years later do Lewis and Clark still fascinate us? Maybe it's because it was a military expedition notable for battles that didn't happen. Or because the Indians they met gave them food, horses, and guidance. Maybe it's the teenage mother and the slave who were allowed to speak their minds. Or was it because they chronicled a breathtaking and abundant American landscape? For 3 years, Lewis and Clark traveled a trail of tolerance, enlightenment, and adventure that we'd soon find out was too good to be true. It's a trail that still winds through us all. What can we learn from a 200-year-old story? Walk with Lewis and Clark at lewisandclark200.org and see what you discover.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good evening, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I am your host, Mark Levine, and welcome to the Sunday Weekly Review, where certainly all topics are welcome. And if you want to talk about the London bombing or the attack in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, I can certainly talk about that. If you want to talk about John Roberts and what kind of justice he will be, that's certainly relevant for discussion. But pardon me if I spend most of my time talking about Traitorgate. And yes, I have talked a lot about Traitorgate over the past week, and I will continue to do so. And I will continue to use the name Traitorgate. You know, it's interesting. When I came on air 2 years ago, I said that if I am successful within 5 years, Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity, someone like that, will make up a lie about me on air. I knew that I would be causing damage to the Republican right-wing spin machine if, in fact, they had to make up lies about me. And I haven't gotten that far yet, but I do have an administration flack, a guy who posts on my blog by the name of Edward Enigma, Enigma, a person who won't deny that he's paid by the administration or Karl Rove or some right-wing agency to come on air to attack me. And he says, how dare I use Traitorgate to describe the current scandal? And I do think I need to defend the use of the term Traitorgate. I believe I'm the one who's coined the term. I haven't seen it used anywhere else. But if someone else thought of it earlier, then I welcome them to the term. Why have I called the intentional outing of a CIA agent by the White House in order to play a dirty trick on those trying to expose their lies about Iraq, specifically about Iraq getting nuclear weapons out of Africa? Why have I called it Traitorgate? And am I overplaying the story? I would suggest to you, friends, that I am, if anything, underplaying the story by the fact that I'm talking about other things. And I use the term traitor and the term gate quite deliberately. Let's talk first about traitor. Is the person, or are the people who willfully disclose the name of an American spy, someone, in fact, who was trained in figuring out what was happening with weapons of mass destruction, am I wrong in calling that person a traitor? Well, obviously, I could quote, as I have often, I could quote the former president, George H.W. Bush, who said, those that would out CIA agents are the most insidious of traitors. Now, I don't think George H.W. Bush is a Democratic flack. But it's more than that. Remember Robert Hansen, the CIA agent who was disclosing the names of U.S. spies to the Soviet Union? He got the death penalty for his actions. And yeah, Robert Hansen may well be worse than what the administration did, but be clear about what they did. Let's be absolutely clear about what they did. This administration put the president and its party ahead of the United States, ahead of their oath to protect and defend the United States of America. They have said the United States security is secondary. Weapons of mass destruction is secondary. Playing dirty tricks on those who would expose the administration lies, that's first. Even if those dirty tricks cost lives, even if they cost, well, the ruining of human intelligence, one of the things that we need most in fighting against the war on terror. And if you ask yourself the gate question, whether this is worthy of putting the term Watergate on it, after all, Watergate was a crime that led to presidential impeachment, ask yourself to compare it to the impeachment of President Clinton, which the Republicans supported. Ask yourself this, which would Osama bin Laden rather know? The names of United States spies determining whether our enemies have weapons of mass destruction? Or would he rather know the president is having oral sex in the White House? Which was a greater crime to America and to the American people? Exposing U.S. spies or the president getting some unwanted sex in the White House? The question in this, as in Watergate, is the same. What did the president know, and when did he know it? And I don't know. Do you disagree? Isn't it obvious? Don't you think that Republicans who are putting their president ahead of their country are in essence supporting these traitors? Don't you think it's time for Republicans to step back a little, to rein in the horses and to say, look, obviously outing U.S. spies is wrong. It is traitorous, and this person has to be punished, even if it goes up to the President of the United States. Isn't it time for them to say that? Toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. I'm going right now to Alice in Humboldt County, California. Alice, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
All the dots are connecting. We learned on the Downing Street memo that they plan to fix the evidence. Joe Wilson reports that Iraq was not building nuclear weapons. The White House then tries to get even with Joe Wilson by putting his wife's life at risk.
Alice, you couldn't be more right. That's exactly right. All the dots are connecting up. And I don't think anyone should forget the larger issue here. Because the larger issue is this was all done to lie to Americans, to frighten them about nuclear weapons, to get us into a war that Americans didn't support. There's a reason why the White House was doing traitorous acts. They were doing it in support of lying to Americans about a war. Thank you, Alice. You're absolutely right. If you want to call in, it's 877-528-8255. We'll be right back.
If you've got kids, chances are sooner or later you're going to need dental help. And when you do, I hope you'll remember 1995dental.com. 1995dental.com tells you how to save about 50% on braces for your kids, similar savings on other services. Because this isn't insurance, there is no waiting period, no exclusion, no claim forms to fill out. You get instant savings from tens of thousands of dentists coast to coast. Unlike a lot of insurance policies, this discount program covers cosmetic dentistry, bonding, and cleaning. For the individual, it's $11.95 a month. But for the entire family, everyone who lives under your roof, regardless of age or relationship, it's $19.95 a month. Hence our name, 1995dental.com. Type in the numbers 1995, then the word dental.com. 1995dental.com will save you.
Dear Mama, my first 5 years, I'll learn a lot.
How to walk, talk,
brush my teeth.
But for food, I'm pretty much counting on you.
I don't know what's good for me.
I can't use the stove, drive to the store. It's up to you.
So if you need help, there's WIC.
WIC, Women, Infants, Children.
They'll tell you what's good for me, even provide food. Because what I eat my first 5 years will affect me the rest of my life.
Love always, your child.
Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food. For women, infants, children. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO.
P.S. It doesn't cost anything.
Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. It is the Sunday Weekly Review, where all topics are welcome, but I'm talking mostly about Tradergate. What did the president know, and when did he know it? We know now that there was a memo that was originally written to Secretary of State Colin Powell discussing why it is that the State Department intelligence branch knew that Iraq did not have nuclear weapons, that they were not seeking nuclear weapons from Africa, that in fact the entire forgery that Dick Cheney was promoting was indeed just that, a forgery. And in that memo, it does disclose Valerie Plame Wilson, the wife of Joe Wilson, and her name. We know from one Bush administration official that Ari Fleischer is reading the memo. Fleischer denies it. But what's very interesting, if you want to try to understand what's going on here, is to look and see who's hired lawyers. After all, originally this whole investigation was in the lap of Attorney General Ashcroft and current Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. And at that time, people didn't hire lawyers. But as soon as we got in this special prosecutor, Peter Fitzgerald, George Bush hired a lawyer, Ari Fleischer, former press secretary, hired a lawyer. And you know who didn't hire a lawyer? Colin Powell, Secretary of State. I guess Colin Powell knew that he was telling the truth, and I'm convinced Colin Powell had nothing to do with the leaking. But it's clear what we know. Whatever legalities, whatever you want to argue about whether the statute was broken or not, and I gave a very strong case on Thursday, you can listen to the archive at radioinsidescoop.com, why I think the law was broken. But whatever legalities, let's be clear about what's undisputed here. It's undisputed that the White House was determined to get anyone who would expose the White House lies, including the presidential lies in the State of Union speech, about Iraqi nuclear power. The White House was determined to trick Americans into supporting their focus from a war against Osama bin Laden to a war against Iraq. And that was hard to do after September 11th, when Americans were understandably focused on the 3,000 dead. To focus on Iraq would take a colossal lie. A lie that Saddam Hussein was trying to get nuclear weapons. And there was a deliberate smear in order to protect the lie, a deliberate endangerment of national security. And anyone, I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat, independent, I don't care whether you love George Bush, I think you need to make it clear that you don't support treason, that you don't support the selling out of U.S. agents merely to achieve a political goal. Is that too much to ask of our Republican friends? Let me go to the phones. We've got Greg from San Diego. Greg, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good.
Thank God for Air America. I listen to it all the time. However, something happened to me last night that had sort of changed my opinion. You had asked rhetorically, you know, what was worse, the Osama bin Laden worrying about oral sex or, you know, whatever the comparison was. Well,
U.S. spies.
Maybe the comparison is, and these are some friends that are fighting in Iraq, and they say that the worst thing that they fight against is two things. Number one, they think that America's going to leave like we did before. And number two, they keep reading the polls and everything about how there's supposedly all this, you know, people against the war, and maybe they are.
Okay, now wait.
But
now,
I just wonder what's more helpful to the cause that we're fighting, whether you believe it or not, of just constant harping. I mean, I get it that we don't like Bush and we don't like the war, but at what point do we say, okay, we don't like that, but let's not try to drum up some impeachment and stuff. If there's some laws broken, I'm sure they'll go to jail.
Okay, Greg, you're changing the subject here, and you have every right to change the subject. And let me deal with both subjects, though, because I want to be clear what's on one subject, what's on the other. And I'll be happy to talk about the war in Iraq in just a second. I'll get to that. Let me first get an agreement from you here that whoever disclosed the name of a CIA agent in the Bush White House is a traitor and needs to go to jail. Can you agree with me on that?
I don't know about throwing the word traitor around. That's a legal term. I mean,
it's not a legal term.
An undercover agent, which from what I can read, is still in dispute.
It's not in dispute.
The statute says they've had to be overseas.
It's not in dispute.
In a certain amount of time. And
Greg, it's not in dispute.
I just think I get it that there's the anti-Bush stuff.
No. It's got nothing to do with anti-Bush.
Greg. Just to drumbeat this.
Greg. I mean, you can call it anti-Bush, but I want to deal with the facts here. Let's just deal with the facts, okay? The CIA says she was covert. The Justice Department says she was covert. Peter Fitzgerald says she was covert. She says she was covert. The CIA agents who defend her said she was covert. And the only people who say she wasn't covert, interestingly enough, are anonymous sources. The same kind of flack that Karl Rove used to try to lie about Wilson. So let's try to get that out of the way here, okay? Can we all agree she was covert?
If that's true, then, and it's so cut and dry.
It is.
Then they'll have no problem convicting whoever broke the law. So let's just say when that happens, then we'll say we knew it. But I don't
Let me ask you this.
I didn't understand what the Clinton drumbeat. I mean, my God, do we just want to hound somebody out of office? I mean, is that what we want?
I'm just talking about
the. Would that make you happy to get Rove to resign?
No. It would make me happy.
President Bush impeached. Is that what we need right now?
Can you agree
with that works?
Well, let me ask you this, Greg. Can you agree with me that if President Bush was involved, if he knew about and he authorized the leaking of a U.S. spy putting her and her front company and all the people who dealt with them in danger for a political dirty trick, I think you and I can both agree he should be impeached, don't you?
If, and there's a lot of ifs, if there's some convictions of somebody that broke the law, and it's a very narrow statute, as you know.
Well, there's perjury and obstruction of justice.
If they somehow broke the law, then let's deal with it.
I'm asking you a question, Greg, and I just...
I would say yes.
Yes, okay, you agree with me. If Bush authorized this, he should be impeached. All right.
May I ask you a question?
Please do.
In Bush's whole term, since he started his first one, how often had you hoped or wished or thought that he should have been impeached for something?
This is actually the first – well, first of all, I haven't called for his impeachment here. I've said if he's found to have authorized this. And at no time have I prior – you can listen to my 2 years of archives. I don't think I've ever called for his impeachment.
Heard your show.
Okay. Well, fair enough. And by the way, my archives are all at RadioInsideScoop.com. I got a long history here, so I'm not hiding anything. What I'm saying is, and it seems to me like we're coming to some agreement, Greg, which I like.
So you would condemn the people that have been calling for his impeachment this whole time, because I live out here in San Diego.
Well, it depends on what.
You know that's turn on the Air America all the time. There's a constant drumbeat of that.
Well, Greg, let me ask you this. Can you agree with me that the president lied to get us into war?
No, I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that.
I
want to address that issue with you. I got to take
a
break. Greg,
you would check.
I have to take a break. But I tell you what, I want to get that issue. I want to address that. I want to give you your chance to speak. I want to address that issue with you after the break. If you want to join in this conversation, folks, you're welcome to do so. Agree or disagree. 877-528-TALK. 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, the television show that America grew up watching, now available on DVD. 20 episodes are yours for just $29.99. That's the money-saving price if you order online from RetroTelevision.com. RetroTelevision.com. Wild Kingdom, featuring Marlon Perkins and all the regular features that made this show a favorite family watching habit. Sorry, phone orders are not available at this low price of $29.99 for 20 episodes. Order this set now and get 3 episodes with famed primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. Order from RetroTelevision.com or go to www.TalkStarRadio.com. Save 25% with the online offering Wild Kingdom from RetroTelevision.com and TalkStar Radio.
It's bad enough if you suffer asthma, but as a parent, the agony of watching your child struggling for breath must be agony beyond measure. What if there was a natural, effective, drug-free answer to asthma? You'd want to know, wouldn't you? Well, I've been reading up on a little-known clinical trial at a major hospital that suggests you can be rid of asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms to breathe easily, calmly, and in a more natural, relaxed way. It's guaranteed or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. You've got 90 days to decide if this program works for you. If it doesn't, you get your money back. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, former congressional attorney Mark Levine. This is the Sunday Weekly Review, and I'm discussing mostly Tradergate. And I have a caller. It is Greg from San Diego. And Greg, I can't say quite he disagrees with me. He came on disagreeing with me, but actually I think we've gotten some agreement. And the agreement he's given, and I think Greg is clearly a Republican. I'll ask him in a second. But that if Bush knew and authorized his operatives to disclose a covert U.S. A USA agent, a CIA agent, in order for whatever purpose, any dirty trick for whatever political purpose, then he thinks the president should be impeached. And I got to say, I'm really glad to see that he agreed with me. Greg, you still agree with me on this, right?
Well, that was sweet. Actually, I'm saying if there's laws broken, I would have no problem with it. My problem.
But no problem impeaching
the
president.
For Clinton twice. But
no problem impeaching the president.
My problem is when we have an independent counsel, and he was appointed mostly because under pressure from the anti-Bush people.
Sure, the Democrats, absolutely.
One, which is part of my point. What, they've been anti-Bush from day one. It haven't changed. We got it.
Do you think it was wrong? Was it wrong to appoint the independent counsel? You think Attorney General Ashcroft and Gonzalez should have dealt with this? You
think? I'm saying I'm not a big fan of the way these independent counsels go. I didn't like the way it worked out with President Clinton, and I don't really.
So you don't
think
you think Peter Fitzgerald is being unfair here?
They're empowered as an independent counsel. Let's let them do their work, and if it comes out that some of President Bush's aides or members of his cabinet or administration have lied and committed crimes, obviously, let's deal with it then. But I think my greater point is, and my point with the whole Air America thing, is it's just, if it's not this, it's something else. We get it. I'm wanted to address the fact that my girl's cousin and my friends in Iraq say, when they just got back and they're just getting ready to go back over, say that the main problem is that the Iraqi people that are the victims of all these terrorists and insurgents over there right now do not have confidence that we're going to stay. So I think, as far as that goes, the last thing we need is that we're going to kick the president out that they have confidence in is going to stay.
Greg, let me ask you this. The same argument that you're making was made in Vietnam, that because of the protesters in Vietnam, that's what gave the Viet Cong the will to fight to get us out. Is your position that the same was true in Vietnam, and in fact we should still be occupying Vietnam today?
Well, Vietnam, and I would like to make a better comparison, perhaps, to World War II.
Well, let me ask you, do you think we should still be in Vietnam today?
I've heard it said 100 times that what are we doing in Iraq? He didn't. Saddam Hussein wasn't affiliated with Osama bin Laden.
You're not answering my question.
But Italy didn't bomb us in
Pearl Harbor. You're not answering my question. You know, it's interesting. Whenever right-wingers call in, they never want to answer my question. I've asked your question. Okay. Do you think we should still be? Okay.
Because
there's a big difference. Because obviously in World War II, the nation was united as it was in 9/11 in fighting. I mean, 90%+ supported those wars. In Vietnam, people.
That's not true, actually, but.
Not true that 90% supported the war in Afghanistan, World War II?
It's not 92%.
Well, actually, there was only one member of Congress in both wars that voted no. But my question is, in Vietnam, they said the same thing, that because we were exposing what was going on in Vietnam, do you think that it was wrong for us to leave Vietnam? We should still be occupying it today?
You know, Vietnam, I wasn't even alive. I don't know. I mean, Vietnam's okay. a tough
Do you think
issue.
It's wrong for anyone to criticize the president when we're in wartime?
No, not at all. That's
okay, you think we have a legal right as Americans to do that?
Let me ask them. Let's say that. Is that what the 35% of the anti-Bush people, is that what you consider they do is legitimate criticism of him under wartime?
I'm telling you what I'm doing, sir. And I think I have definitely done legitimate criticism of him. I'll tell you something. I've got some listeners that want to respond to you, Greg. So we have to take a break. If you'll hold on, I'm going to let them have their say. And then we'll maybe let you go toe-to-toe with one of my listeners. All right? Will you hang on? If you want to call on as well, it's 877-528-TALK. 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. Another Islamic terrorist group has claimed responsibility for the weekend's deadly bombings in Egypt. The group calls itself the Mujahideen of Egypt. The group adding on its internet statement that Jews and Christians have 60 days to get out of Egypt. No tidal waves expected from the latest strong earthquake to shake the Indian Ocean. Today's 7.2 magnitude quake hit the Nicobar Islands, which are between the coasts of India and Thailand. The government of Colombia getting into the cocaine market in an effort to help farms get out. They're offering to buy illegal drug crops in an effort to break the cocaine's trade stranglehold on violent rural areas. U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez believes there are some questions that shouldn't be asked of Supreme Court nominee John Roberts during his confirmation process. Gonzalez telling CNN's Late Edition he didn't feel it's appropriate for Roberts to be asked about his moral views on any particular subject. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
Has the rising cost of health insurance left you and your family without coverage? Do you fear large medical bills could ruin you financially? You're not alone. Effective immediately for as little as $139 a month, you're eligible for a quality association health plan that can drastically reduce the cost of doctor visits, hospital stays, accident coverage, emergency rooms, even vision and dental. Plus, a powerful prescription plan with deep discounts on name brand and generic drugs. Pre-existing conditions accepted for all ages. You can't be denied. Call National Way Healthcare Association now for more information. 800-488-4107.
I'm self-employed. I broke my arm. It cost $1,800. With my plan, I paid just $100.
I can have a qualified physician evaluate my health records, ask questions, and prescribe medicine over the phone.
Join today and use your doctor and prescription benefits immediately. You can't be denied. Call 800-488-4107. That's 800-488-4107.
Not available in all states.
Dr. David Sinclair of Harvard Medical School showed that resveratrol, a chemical found in wine, prolongs the life of yeast, and this is a very important discovery. It could be the kind that wins Nobel Prizes, and now we've got to put together what down the road can you gain from a study that shows that resveratrol, a chemical found in wine, prolongs the life of yeast. Every cell in your body is programmed in its genetic DNA material to grow a certain number of days and then kill itself. Recently, scientists discovered a class of chemicals called sirtuins. And you're going to hear a lot about this term. Sirtuins help to prevent cell death. Wine contains chemicals called resveratrol that stimulate cells to produce sirtuins that prevent cells from committing suicide. Dr. Sinclair's work could be the first solid basis for life extension. I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, former congressional attorney Mark Levine, bringing you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know, and welcoming your calls, whether you agree or disagree. In fact, all the lines are full, so you'll have to hang on just a bit. But clearly, I value those who disagree with me, and I've had a great listener, Greg. In fact, he's still hanging on, who does disagree. But let me go now to a first-time caller, Leonard from Lakeside, California. Leonard, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Yes, I have no desire to defend Bush or attack him, but on your story, it sounds like you got it all together, like you got a good case here against Bush and Karl Rove, but there's one disconnect in this whole thing.
Okay.
And that's going back to the beginning where you say that he was lying when he made that statement in his speech about the uranium in Africa.
Right.
That's where I get, where I get lost here, because as best I can figure out, that was not a lie. Best I can figure, from everything I've heard, the British, he was talking about British intelligence, and the British still say it was true, that intelligence was legitimate, was reliable. They stand by it. And in particular, it was not based on any forged documents. They know about the forged documents. They say it's not based on that. It's based on their independent intelligence. Maybe they haven't said what it's based on, but they stand by it.
Letter, here's my problem with that. Dr. Condoleezza Rice, when she was National Security Advisor, expressly acknowledged that the statement Bush made in his State of the Union address was false, and she apologized for it.
George Tenet,
the CIA director.
She shouldn't have said it. George, shouldn't have been in the speech.
George Tenet, CIA director, also apologized for using it in the speech and said it was based on inaccurate information. Now, recall what Bush said. Bush said, and this is very tricky, and I grant you it's tricky, Bush said that the British believe that he went down to Niger. Okay, but the point, and saying that, it's very tricky. It's like, you know, Rove saying, oh, I didn't say Valerie Plame, I just said Wilson's wife, so I never said her name, I didn't know her name. It's very tricky. In essence, what Rice and Tenet and Wilson and the State Department and Colin Powell and all our intelligence agencies knew was that the information was false. That,
well,
in fact, we hadn't, well...
I'm not sure they did know.
Well, let me give you some examples of how they knew that. One, there was a State Department memo. In fact, the exact memo that identified Valerie Wilson as a covert CIA operative in charge of weapons of mass destruction, that same memo, the one that was distributed to Colin Powell, did, according to the Wall Street Journal, that's no liberal mouthpiece, the Wall Street Journal said, in fact, that the information was false and that there's even no need for Wilson to go down there. They said in 2002.
Well, how do they know it's false, but the British are saying that it's not false? It's true. How do we?
Actually, my understanding is the British have backed away from it too. But the heart of it is that our U.S. intelligence—that's
important. Where did they back away from that? See, I've heard a couple of times where they stand by it. I haven't heard that they backed away from it.
I'll post it on my website where they backed away from it. The British have been on both sides of this, and I'll grant you that. There have been some British that have stuck by it. There's been some that backed away from it. But the heart of it is that U.S. intelligence believes it to be false. And at the time Bush said the British believe it, he knew, Cheney knew, Rice knew, Tenet knew, Powell knew, and Wilson, of course, knew that the United States believed that material to be false. And I'll just give you one more example, one other group. The Iraq Survey Group, this is the group of Americans and some foreigners, but mostly Americans, that searched for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and spent a year doing it. People don't talk much about them because the president doesn't want to emphasize that we didn't find anything there. But the Iraq Survey Group said in their search that there's absolutely no evidence that Iraq had any nuclear program since 1991. So even if you don't believe Rice and Tenet and Powell and Wilson, you have to believe the Iraq Survey Group. So the answer is the British apparently got this one wrong. And by Bush being very clever and saying, well, the British believe it's true, it's kind of like saying 2 plus 2 equals 5. How do I know this? The British believe 2 plus 2 equals 5. Now, even if you know it's false, by claiming someone else knows it's true, in effect, you're lying to the American people. And that's why, in fact, Rice and Tenet apologized for that statement. But I appreciate your call. Do you have anything else you want to say? Okay, thanks very much. Let me go to Michael in San Diego. Michael, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Yeah, hi. I'm a veteran, 69. I was a Republican. I'm no longer a Republican. And I have got to respond to that guy you just had on because these people down, especially down here, San Diego is like a Bush conclave. And these people have their heads buried so far in the sand they can't see their own butt. There's so many things here. That I'd love to get into, but as a veteran, I have got to tell you, number one, most important, this 1,700 figure of dead Americans is crap. We have more than 7,000 dead Americans. What happens is the Bush regime has got it set up so that you don't get information when a soldier is tagged in a firefight and say his face is blown off and a leg and he's medevaced out, and they're very good about that and very quick now, thank God. But in flight to MASH, they're told this guy's got to go to Germany, and so they move, and the second he's out of theater, if he dies before he hits a hospital, he's not counted. We've got over 7,000 like that.
Wait, you're saying if a guy is shot in Iraq and he dies before...
Not counted.
counted, okay?
Before he gets to Germany, he's not counted.
He's not counted in the 1,700, and there's more than 7,000. That's the first thing. The second thing is I'm an independent because I can't stand Democrats either. They haven't got any guts. They don't deal with this nightmare that's happening in this country. This is a fascist takeover, if you want to call it anything. That's the closest you can come to any kind of a description. This stuff all happened in Germany prior to World War II. We knew before the attack, 9/11 attack, that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We
right.
knew that because the inspectors were telling us that.
That's right.
It's a Republican Congress, a Republican president, but most dangerous, a Republican press that doesn't give us the information that Cutler, who ran the program, a decorated Marine, for God's sake, a United States Marine, decorated, who was appointed, and a Republican, who was appointed to the UN to run the whole program in 91. He ran this thing for 7 years. He knew every single thing. He's running around the country telling anybody to listen, there are no weapons of mass destruction.
Right, Butler, Australian.
Iraq. Right. And when you're in a situation like that, and the press won't release that information, but instead Karl Rove says, well, call him a child molester.
Right.
If you remember, that's what they did to
well,
him.
Well, yeah, Karl Rove has that habit. I mean, he does that with everyone. Remember what he did to John McCain, accusing him of being mentally unstable, his wife of having drug problems, he accused his adopted Bangladesh son, adopted from Bangladesh, of being a bastard black love child. This is exactly what McCain does. And what's interesting about it is that in this whole Wilson affair, he never attacks Wilson's facts. At least my last caller was arguing over what Wilson said. He didn't say Wilson didn't tell the truth. He said, no, his wife is a CIA agent. Look over here, folks. Don't look directly at what's going on. All is a smear campaign. And what's amazing to me is that some Republicans are defending this.
We have got to stop thinking as Republicans and Democrats and independents, and we have got to start thinking as Americans. When you have a CIA agent who was covert, who ran the best legend, and if you don't know what a legend is, look it up, who ran the best legend this country had ever had, which revealed more information, created more of an intelligence structure, which when she was outed, at least according to a French press, which did an interview with some intelligence sources in France, there's four dead CIA resources, not necessarily agents, but resources, because she was outed. When you have that kind of a thing happening in the United States of America, it is time people stood up and go, wait a minute, this has gone too far.
Michael, I want you to hang on. We're going to the break. But when we come back, I'm going to bring Greg back, if he hasn't hung up, if he's still on, and my producer tells me he's still on. Greg, who called in earlier, I'm going to bring him back on the line and let the two of you talk to each other a little bit. Try not to interrupt each other. It may be hard, but I think the two of you I know have things to say to each other. And if you want to call in and join the discussion, you can too. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Truckers keep America on the move, and lots of times it's chiropractors who keep truckers going. Here's a benefits card for truckers with discounts of 30 to 50% from a network of thousands of doctors of chiropractic in cities and towns all across America. This same card provides savings up to 60% from dentists at home and on the road. For $11.95 a month for individuals and $19.95 for your whole family, besides savings on chiropractors and dentists, there are similar savings on prescriptions and optical services at home and on the road. Got to get braces for the kids? Why not save 50%? This isn't insurance. These are instant savings with no paperwork to fill out. Truckers are important to us, and the whole point of truckersbenefits.com. Get online now. Go to www.truckersbenefits.com for the whole story. If you're on the road, phone home and tell them to check out truckersbenefits.com from just $11.95 per month.
The legacy of the great communicator lives on in his accomplishments and his spoken word. And now you can own a treasury of the great speeches of Ronald Wilson Reagan on DVD. We're offering 12 memorable speeches from Ronald Reagan's remarkable presidency, starting with his nomination speech all the way to his farewell to the nation in 1988. Included is his memorable speech at the Berlin Wall.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
This DVD collection in full color is the best way to remember Ronald Reagan and share his wit, charm, and the clarity of his challenge to all Americans. Order the stirring collection of Reagan speeches for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to www.reagancollection.com.
Order online or by mail at the address reagancollection.com.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, former congressional attorney Mark Levine. There are lines open now, 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. I've got two callers hanging on who disagree with each other. They're both from San Diego. One is Greg and one is Michael. And Greg said that he believes that those that criticize the conduct of the president in wartime are actually helping our enemies in war. And Michael is someone who indeed has criticized the president. He's criticized, for one thing, the fact that we're not counting all the deaths that occurred in Iraq. I've got them both on the line. I want to be careful to try to keep the two of you from interrupting each other. I know it's kind of like putting a spark in gasoline, but I'm risking it. Greg, let me start with you. Do you think that Michael's criticisms, as you've heard them, do you think that that is helping our enemies in Iraq?
First of all, I'd like to say, Michael, I respect your service, and I live in Ocean Beach, which is hardly a Republican enclave, and I'm hardly a Republican right-winger. My major point was I agree with exactly what you said. We're all Americans, and there came a point when the debate was made. I looked back and saw what all the senators during the Clinton administration, Republican and Democrat, had said about Saddam Hussein when we started launching cruise missiles over there, when we had some troops over there, when we were in the war in 91. And my only view is that we're there, and I criticize the Air America mentality that is incessant Bush bashing, regardless of what it is. Obviously, if there's been crimes committed and CIA agents outed, that's going to come out. But
Greg,
it's more jumping on the bandwagon that if it wasn't this, it would be something
else. Well, Greg, let me ask you this before. I'm
talking to a soldier from Iraq last night, and he said that was the number one problem
Greg.
They have.
Greg, wait, let me give Michael a chance to respond. Go ahead,
sir.
Michael.
The number one problem they have is not this negative attitude that is finally beginning to burgeon in America, thanks largely to newspapers like The Guardian, which is in England, okay, and the Al Jazeera reports of all the deaths that are happening to Iraqi civilians. That's not the number. In the first place, it's a crock, because most of the Iraqis know we're not leaving. The reason they know we're not leaving is because we haven't even finished building that $1+ billion embassy in Baghdad, along with the 8 other embassies we're putting in there. We haven't stopped constructing the 16 military bases that we're putting, permanent military bases that we're putting in Iraq. We have not stopped controlling the oil. You know, when the attack occurred, the chaos was planned. Think about
He's
that.
There.
The
United He's
States
there.
Actually
we're
planned
not.
The chaos. They refused to guard
not.
Anything, but the Ministry of Oil and the Ministry of Information, the two elements related to control of the media. There is no media in Iraq that is not filtered through an American front peeps. You can't express the.
Okay, hang on, Michael.
Iraq was set up.
I'm just
hang on, both of you. Wait, hold it. Oh, there's crosstalk here.
The Constitution was just changed.
Okay, hang on, Greg. Wait, let me. I know this is tough. Let's try to do this one at a time. Greg, let me ask you this: Where
is
there,
sir? That's all I'm saying. He is there.
Well, no, Greg. Hold on.
Tomorrow, and he's a major.
Fine,
so
Greg.
I think
Greg
he knows more than
Greg.
I
no, wait a minute.
Michael.
Okay, but what you're saying? Correct me if I'm wrong. You're saying that the Iraqi insurgents, okay, are that the major you spoke to somehow talks with the Iraqi insurgents. I'm just trying to understand how I get it here. And the Iraqi insurgents said that it wasn't our building military bases there. It wasn't the fact that we sort of want these permanent bases there. It wasn't because we're trying to be colonialists in Iraq. But actually, it's because Democrats are condemning Bush's conduct of the war that inspires suicide bombers. Is that really your argument, Greg?
No, what I'm saying is that the Iraqi people there are the ones that are, and I think we can all agree that the Iraqi people there are the ones that are going to have to fight the insurgents for however long they fight them. And what they are saying is that they are afraid that we, the people there,
Greg, let me give you strong evidence.
Whether we're staying, and they look at the polls,
Greg,
and they hear the news.
Let me give you strong.
And I'm just saying, I'm not there. And
okay, I will give you solid proof that you're wrong, Greg.
We're not there.
Let me give you solid proof that you're wrong. The Iraqi people had an election, right? And in that election, the party they voted for overwhelmingly, the party that won, was a party that was it was committed to removing U.S. troops from Iraq. Now, if the Iraqi people are so scared that they want U.S. troops there, why is it that the majority of the Iraqi people voted that we leave, Greg? I mean, that's not a major talking or insurgents talking. That's better than any poll. That is the election of the people. Clearly, we have to trust that, don't we, Greg?
And can we mention
the election of the people here that voted for President Bush?
Okay, but you're not addressing my point.
And
Michael
said, dude, hey, you know what? I don't know the internal politics. You mentioned Vietnam. It's just the same. I think since we're committed, we should stay it, finish it, and if someone disagrees, that's fine. There'll
Greg,
be another election
in
2 years, and you can vote whoever you want.
Greg, if you, if
for now,
all right, I want to get to Michael.
It doesn't help. I don't believe.
Greg, I want to get to Michael, but I'm afraid that if you had your policy, we would still be in Vietnam. Michael, make your point.
Well, there's 2 points here. First, and this you need to look at, Greg, and you need to look at, examine it and find out about it now. The Iraqi Constitution was just changed, and the changes are detrimental to the future of American policy. It's a severe, severe damaging blow to us.
We only have 30 seconds. Tell me the changes, Michael.
The second issue is you're talking honest election. There's, you know, open your eyes. There's a tremendous amount of evidence that this last election was rigged. If it was rigged, think about that as an American. In America, you could have a rigged election? Think about that. That's insane.
Michael, you make strong points. I'll tell you, I have on my website, I have looked at,
sir.
Let me cut you both off because we're going to a break, but if you go to my website, RadioInsideScoop.com, I have done a detailed look at the election in Ohio, and check out those broadcast archives. There really are a lot of things there that I think that will suggest that what Michael says is right. Again, I'm not saying it's rigged. I'm saying there's some strong evidence of it, and it should be investigated. I want to thank you both for this and encourage you both to call in on Sundays on the Weekly Review. We've got other callers on the line, and we'll get to you right after this message. If you want to call in, 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. Margie Garrison was at the end of her rope. At the young age of 28, she was told she would be in a wheelchair in about 5 years. And then, when she just couldn't go on any longer, she met a doctor who said to her, "Margie, arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure." Now, can you imagine Margie's joy after 43 years and thousands of dollars of doctor bills and pain medications that didn't work? Learn the whole story online at HealthStarProducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, HealthStarProducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up online for yourself at HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, HealthStarProducts.com, and find out if what worked for Margie Garrison will work for you.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother, Justin,
hello,
hi,
are here to share some stuff we've learned.
With kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
Wow, that looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you. Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
Making a big difference in the life of a child. To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Until next time.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, former congressional attorney Mark Levine, giving you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. And I'm reporting from Washington, which, you know, the president, when he chose John Roberts to be a nominee for the Supreme Court, he was hoping to take the media's attention off of Tradergate. In fact, the Wall Street Journal, again, I cite the Wall Street Journal because everyone knows it's no liberal mouthpiece. Yes, I'm aware the New York Times and the Washington Post are also quite conservative, at least in the sense that they both supported the drumbeat to war. After all, remember, Judith Miller is a reporter for the New York Times and has gone to jail to protect people like Karl Rove. So let's get rid of this idea of a liberal press. But I do cite the Wall Street Journal because conservatives trust it. And the Wall Street Journal said that Bush moved up the naming of nominee John Roberts 1 week to try to get his attention, the media's attention, off of Tradergate. And yet, all of Washington is still focused on it. Is Rove telling the truth? Is Libby, Scooter Libby, the vice president, chief of staff, telling the truth? How about Novak? Why is it that all their stories conflict? I made a strong legal case last Thursday that I think that the leaker violated the Intelligence Identities Protection Act. But even if not, we have perjury, we have obstruction of justice, and I wouldn't be surprised if this goes to the very top. Let me take your calls at 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Amelia in San Diego, welcome to the Inside Scoop. Amelia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Enjoy your show, Mark.
Thank you.
Listen, I've noticed more and more these right-wing guys get on Air America, take up time, and just want to challenge every view we have. And I'm tired of it. You know, we call their shows. We don't get any time. They don't even talk to us.
Well, you're right about
right-wing.
That.
So please don't give them any time.
Well, I'll tell you this, Amelia, and I really am glad you called in, and I hope you will call in the future and take more time from them, but I do have a difference with people like Hannity and Limbaugh and all of them. You're right. They don't allow people who disagree with them to call in. I know I've called into their shows, and if you don't agree with them, they don't even allow you on the air. I like to allow them on the air to show that we are stronger than they are. They can throw whatever they can at us, and we can come back. We are better than Limbaugh or Hannity.
Well, that's true, but still, I hear more and more of those guys that are told, go on Air America and challenge them and disrupt the programming. This happens a lot.
Well, Amelia, I think the best response is for you and callers like you to call in yourself. And, you know,
I do.
And I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do.
Listen, I lived in Oceanside during the Vietnam.
Yeah.
And that guy, Greg, is all wet. I lost a fiance in
Vietnam.
Oh,
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I want to tell you, it was the worst war next to Iraq we've ever had. And there are none of the guys that believed that they wanted to stay there. What, 58,000 men died?
Yeah.
Come on. This guy is ludicrous.
You know, the thing is that anytime people talk about Iraq, I always raise Vietnam. And conservatives always say that those, and I wasn't around in the 60s, I'm not old enough, but those that fought to bring Americans home, that said the war in Vietnam wasn't solving anything, that somehow they were harming our troops. And I always ask them, well, then would you prefer that we are there still today? And they never want to answer that question.
Of course not. Of course not. And as far as the mainstream media, I don't listen to CNN, Fox, or MSNBC because they're all corporate supporters of this administration. And it's the same way here in San Diego. You know, we don't get a fair break except for Air America. And I'm not interested in anything they have to say. I mean, that's my two cents.
Well, Amelia, I'll tell you this. I hope you'll listen to me not just on Air America. I'm on Sundays, but I'm also on all during the week on the Talkstar Radio Network. And even though you can't get me on Air America, go to www.radioinsidescoop.com. You can catch my show all week long. and not just on Sundays. Thank you very much for your call, Amelia. We're moving on to the second hour, not in San Diego, but in the other Talk Star stations. And if you're in San Diego, go to RadioInsideScoop.com. We'll be back.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop. But I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes. And to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying. And most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
USA Radio Network News. I'm Jack DeRay reporting.
He was unanimously confirmed by the Senate. While the Supreme Court's a little bit different than the Court of Appeals, certainly not enough to justify a filibuster. There may be some liberals who just can't bring themselves to support him. They have the opportunity to vote against him, right, and that's their right.
The Judiciary Committee member John Kyle of Arizona says Supreme Court nominee John Roberts is an excellent candidate to replace Sandra Day O'Connor. Former Oklahoma governor and Justice Department official Frank Keating agrees, as he tells USA.
John Roberts and I were nominated to the circuit bench at the same time back in the early 90s. Both of us got left at the altar when President Clinton came in, and he was renominated to the circuit, to the D.C. circuit, and was confirmed 2 years ago.
U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez believes there are some questions that shouldn't be asked of Supreme Court nominee John Roberts during his confirmation process. Gonzalez telling CNN Late Edition he didn't feel it appropriate for Roberts to be asked about his moral views on any particular subject. He said judges are encouraged to put their personal opinions aside when they judge cases. The Attorney General doesn't want America's libraries to become safe havens for terrorists. He told CNN Late Edition the government has no interest in the library habits of normal people. Even so, he stressed that the USA Patriot Act shouldn't be changed in any way that would weaken the powers of the government to investigate library records in the war on terrorism. USA Radio Network News.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz7.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz7.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz7.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz7.com. That's HomeBiz7.com.
Police still searching for a man who shot a pregnant woman during an attempted carjacking Friday evening at a bar in Pontiac, Michigan, near Detroit. Sergeant Peshko Ivesi describes the scene.
She's approached by a male black subject who demanded that she give her vehicle up. At that time, she backed her vehicle up, and the subject produced a handgun and fired twice into the vehicle, and one of the shots struck her in the left shoulder chest area.
The subject is a black man in his 30s, about 5 feet 7 inches tall. He was last seen wearing a dark blue Detroit Pistons jersey with red lettering. The victim's recovering. Her baby is reportedly going to be okay. A major earthquake has rocked the Nicobar Islands off India's eastern coast. The U.S. Geological Survey reporting the quake's magnitude at 7.0. Parts of the U.S. are baking. Heat advisories and warnings are posted from Chicago to Minneapolis. You're listening to USA Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick.
A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
New research suggests that a woman who finds a lump in her breast that turns out to be benign or non-cancerous can rest easy in the fact that most do not greatly increase the risk of developing breast cancer later in life. Dr. Yvonne Braver, a women's health expert at the Cleveland Clinic, says the study is interesting and well done.
What they found was that in women who had a very normal biopsy result, no atypical or abnormal appearing cells, their risk for breast cancer wasn't really increased. But in women who had atypical cells on their initial biopsy, they had a greatly increased risk of developing breast cancer.
The research was conducted at the Mayo Clinic. The findings are in the New England Journal of Medicine. Orange County, California will soon be the home of the U.S. division of a top Korean automaker. Construction now underway in Irvine for Kia Motors America's 236,000 square foot corporate campus. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate reporting on the USA Radio Network.
What some people are saying about your morning with Jim Harrington and friends.
Good morning, this is Homer J. Simpson, and I really love listening to your morning with Jim Harrington and friends.
But I love donuts more. No.
You'll love us with donuts or anything else you're having for breakfast. Your morning with Jim Harrington and friends. Right here.
6 to 10 Eastern Time on the Talkstar Radio Network.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the Talkstar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the Talkstar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at talkstarradio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at talkstarradio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Welcome to the second hour of the Inside Scoop. It was a very interesting first hour. I heard from Greg in San Diego, who disagreed with me. And what was interesting about Greg is that as I was talking about Tradergate, as I was talking about the exposure of a U.S. spy in order to try to discredit a man, Joe Wilson, who was talking about the administration's lies on the war with Iraq, it's interesting that Greg compared it to the war with Iraq. He didn't want to address my issue, which was that this was a treasonous act. Instead, he wanted to say that those of us who criticize the president, who criticize the war, are somehow harming our troops. As I pointed out to him, the Iraqi elections, in fact, show that the Iraqi people want us to leave, so that whoever he got his ideas, they're wrong. But in some sense, in some larger sense, he's right. The connection between Tradergate and the war in Iraq is quite solid. And what's interesting about all of this is that let's not forget the larger story. Even if I could get Greg to agree that if someone in the White House committed treason, including up to the President of the United States, that he should be impeached. But he didn't agree with me. And you remember I asked him this. He didn't agree with me when I asked, do you agree the President lied to get us to war in Iraq? And he said no. Even though we know that in that State of the Union speech, President lied, and not just there, but all the weapons of mass destruction talk was a lie. And it's important to understand the connection between them. Remember, the reason why there is a traitor or traitors, I suspect there are several, in the White House, is precisely because they had to protect the administration's lies. Really big lies. Remember, September 11th had just happened. 3,000 Americans were dead. And the administration was trying to justify taking 100,000 troops that were busy fighting Osama bin Laden, fighting Al-Qaeda, fighting the terrorists to attack the United States, and taking them off the case, letting Osama go, letting him free, in order to go after Saddam Hussein. A guy, by the way, who not only was not only not an ally with Al-Qaeda, Iraq probably would have joined with us in fighting Al-Qaeda if we hadn't been out to take Saddam Hussein down. Iraq was, you know, Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden hated each other. They probably still do. Remember, they're both still alive. So remember what an extraordinary action it took. The administration had basically to say, as Condoleezza Rice said, that there could be a mushroom cloud over American cities. That we literally need to fear nuclear weapons, a nuclear attack by Saddam Hussein. That, in fact, he had unmanned drones, another lie by the administration. He had unmanned drones, these unmanned aircraft that could go over the United States and apparently nuke an American city. Of course, the irony is clear that at this time, when we're focusing on Saddam Hussein, who didn't have nuclear weapons, North Korea developed them, Iran developed them, and the administration exposed one of our covert agents, whose role it was to protect us from weapons of mass destruction, Valerie Wilson, in order to push its argument. So the war is intimately connected with Traitorgate. But what's interesting about it, of course, is that when Greg asked me, well, have I called for Bush's impeachment before? Everyone's calling for Bush's impeachment. I said, no. I said, I think Bush lied about to get us into war. But that's not the kind of thing you can impeach a president over. As awful as it is, even though at least 1,700, according to Michael, 7,000 Americans are dead, tens of thousands wounded, maybe 100,000 Iraqis dead. Why can't you impeach a president over that? Well, because I'm a legalist. I'm a constitutional lawyer, and the Constitution says high crimes and misdemeanors. And, well, it is a crime to commit treason. But lying to get us Americans into war? I don't know. It may be impeachable. You may be able to convince me of that, but I didn't go for that yet. But what's interesting about Traitorgate is sometimes it takes a small offense. Sometimes you can't prosecute the big offenses, but you can prosecute the small ones. When the FBI wanted to get Al Capone in jail, they couldn't get him on all the murders he committed, all the money laundering and racketeering crimes. They got him for mail fraud because they couldn't quite put their finger on the larger crime. And there may not be a crime in lying to get Americans into war. It's awful as it is. That was something that should have been resolved in the ballot box. And obviously fixing an election is a crime. Michael's right about that. But the crime of Traitorgate, maybe the tail that wags the dog, maybe this minor compared to I mean, treason is not minor, but it's minor compared to losing 1,700 American lives on a lie. This relatively minor crime may just be what causes this administration's Watergate scandal. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. When we come back, I'm going to take your calls and talk more about Traitorgate, because it's interesting that the facts that keep coming up. This is a story that will not go away, and I will not let it go away. This is a story that, to me, is thematic of everything that's wrong with the Bush administration. And we'll be right back after this.
Always talking about the number of people without health insurance, but what about those without dental coverage? If you're self-employed, retired, or your employer just doesn't provide dental insurance, there is an $11.95 a month solution that saves you up to 30, 50, and even 60% on dental services. And because this isn't insurance, there are no turndowns, no claim forms, no waiting periods, no runaround. And this nationwide program covers cleaning, restorations, and cosmetic dentistry. Get the whole story online. You don't have to talk to anyone if you don't want to. There's even a form to email to get a list of all the providers in your area. Go to www.1195dental.com. You type in the numbers 1195 followed by the word dental, dental.com. 1195dental.com is here to help. And check out our low prices for family memberships. Say, do you or a member of your family suffer from acne? Do you take prescription drugs and get little or no relief? Is your skin always dry and itching and peeling due to the side effects of chemicals and drugs? Do you have trouble looking in the mirror and being happy with what you see? Do you avoid going out in the world due to your acne? Are you spending ridiculous amounts of money with little or no results? Well, you may find relief. Relief is available to most sufferers online at healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at HealthStar Products, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com and find out about the acne program. Find out if it works for you or a member of your family. If it doesn't, you get your money back.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop and to the Sunday Weekly Review. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-528-8255. The Republicans are in a bind here. They can't quite talk about this because they don't know they can't keep their story straight, right? I mean, Rove says that Novak told him. Novak says that his sources told him Libby's story, Scooter Libby, Vice President Chief of Staff, doesn't comport with Rove's or Cooper's or Tim Russert's or Novak's. It's very, very hard for them to keep the story straight. So the White House is publicly staying mum, other than the president saying, changing his mind and saying, oh, well, I know I said I would fire anyone who leaked classified information before, but now I'll only do it if they're put in jail because, you know, I guess it's hard to have a chief of staff who's behind bars directing things, only if they're convicted of a crime. But so while the president isn't talking, the White House isn't talking, the Republican spin machine is at its height. Karl Rove. Karl Rove is still talking off the record anonymously on double super secret background to reporters, giving his side of the story. Oh, Cooper mentioned welfare reform. Oh, this, that, and the other. So he's doing exactly the same thing on background. And the press is eating it up, right? I mean, here you have Ken Mellman, the Republican National Committee chairman, saying, in fact, that Rove's story has been vindicated. And he says it's based on media reports. Now, think about this. The president said, I'm not going to talk based on media reports. Well, it's not media reports, Mr. President. Karl Rove's own lawyer said he did the leaks. That's not media reports. But Mellman is basing it on media reports. And the media reports come from anonymous sources. And the anonymous sources are Karl Rove. Karl Rove is spreading lies still to this day about this case. And those are the same lies that we're hearing from the Republican supporters, right? The guy that said, Rove was just trying to warn reporters not to listen to Wilson. That we know is true. We know, in fact, Rove told Scooter Libby in an email that he was warning Matthew Cooper of Time Magazine, don't listen to Wilson. But Wilson got it right, folks. Rice has confirmed it. Tenet has confirmed it. The Iraq Survey Group has confirmed it. But they're still attacking Wilson. It's hard to defend treason, but they will do it by attacking Wilson. Toll-free number, 877-528-TALK. Let's go to Gordon from Michigan. Gordon, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Howdy. I think your term Trader Gate is more than apt. I think we should be spreading this term word by mouth to mouth, and eventually I think you'll probably see it in a New York Times headline, hopefully.
I hope so. I doubt they'll attribute me, but that would be nice.
But, you know, America needs justice just as much as they needed justice back when Watergate was going on. I mean, we were coming out of Vietnam at that time, and the lies were beating America down, and the lies are beating America down now.
Well, what do you think, Gordon? I know you're a Vietnam vet. What do you think of people like Greg from San Diego, who's saying those of us that condemn the president during wartime are helping the Iraqi insurgents because Iraqis are afraid we're going to leave and therefore they fight against us? How do you answer someone like Greg?
You know, I just saw a show about Korea, and I must reflect that we're still in Korea today, 50-some years later. And if it was up to people like him, we would probably be in Iraq for 50 years. It's the kind of mentality that says, you know, I have no idea what's going on, but I'll just believe what the government is going to tell me.
Yeah.
And that's a very dangerous position, because let's look at the M.O. of the people who are in charge today. Look how dangerous they are. Look at people like Karl Rove. Their whole idea is to bait and switch and attack and not confront the truth. And
the thing is, he's done it his whole life. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, all you have to do is look at his nickname, Turd Blossom. I mean, this is a guy who has a long history. Attacks on John McCain, stealing stationery, pretending to plant a bug, accusing Governor Ann Richards of being a lesbian, and of John McCain of having a bastard black baby. This is a guy whose dirty politics is what he does. And people don't...
You know, he's almost already been convicted of this charge.
Yeah.
You know, his lawyers pretty much mouthed away any innocence on his part, but I just hope that as he keeps spinning his lies, that he somehow gets the rest of them caught into the web, and that gets much more complex. Like you said, it might be an alternate charge, something obstruction of justice, something obscure that can possibly take down this whole web of, well, traitors.
Gordon, I do think it goes way beyond Karl Rove. As you notice, it's now coming out that Artie Fleischer was reading the memo on Air Force One. Again, let's go back to the facts. We know there was a memo. It was a memo, in fact, saying that there was no evidence that Iraq had any nuclear weapons from Africa. In that memo, two sentences of a long memo, it mentions Valerie Wilson as the WMD covert operative expert. It was asked by Colin Powell. This memo was drafted earlier in June 2003. Colin Powell wanted a copy because he wanted to know what Wilson was saying, in fact. And so he asked for a copy of this memo. It was delivered to him on Air Force One after Wilson did his first op-ed, but before Novak's article. And Powell is the only one on that plane who hasn't gotten his own attorney. It's one reason, because I've always felt Colin Powell, as wrong as he was to be with this administration, was an honest, decent man. I've always felt that. And it's interesting that he hasn't hired a lawyer. I don't think he's been involved in this leak in any way. But he ordered the memo. And on that plane was Ari Fleischer, was Dan Bartlett, the same guy who helped Bush lie about the AWOL charges and helped to hide and destroy that evidence. And who else? The President of the United States. To say that the President didn't know, I think the question is, what did the President know and when did he know it? And one of the main questions that reporters keep asking the President that he refuses to answer is, did he talk to Karl Rove about this? It's a fair question. Mr. President, did you talk to Karl Rove about this? Or Scooter Libby? Or Ari Fleischer? Did you, Mr. President? I think it's time we get the President under oath to answer some questions about this.
Well, you brought up Scooter Libby, and he works for Dick Cheney.
That's right. And the other thing,
really,
right,
you know, who's pulling the strings?
Yeah, I think it is Dick Cheney that's pulling the strings. Remember, he's the guy who had a vested interest. He's the guy going on TV all the time saying that Iraq had nuclear weapons. He's the guy that way back with the Project for a New American Century was determined to invade Iraq. He's the guy who I've said many times that if Dick Cheney has a heart attack, then George Bush becomes president. he is the guy in control. Gordon, thanks very much for your call. I appreciate
it.
We're going to take some more of your calls right after this break. If you want to call in, it's 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255.
There are times and occasions when only roses will do.
Roses247.com searches rose growers all over the world for the season's very best and most special roses at the most reasonable prices. For this week's greatest selection of fresh, beautifully cultivated roses, chosen to convey just exactly the sentiment you want to express, get online to www.roses247.com. We've done all the screening and shopping for you. It's fast, easy, and safe to order online, just as hundreds of thousands do all the time. So for birthdays, anniversaries, special remembrances, or just to say you are very much loved, type in roses24x7.com. We're open around the clock at roses247.com. Roses say it best.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, one of the best shows television ever offered. Now you can travel again with Marlon Perkins to the farthest reaches of the globe and study wild animals in their natural habitats. The Emmy Award-winning Wild Kingdom, now available on DVD. Order online at RetroTelevision.com and get 20 full-length episodes for $29.99. You'll see gorillas, elephants, giraffes, zebras, hippos, and more. Also memorable, three episodes featuring legendary primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. 20 episodes of Wild Kingdom on DVD for $29.99. Go to RetroTelevision.com, or if you forget, log on to www.TalkStarRadio.com and check out our video store. Save $10 on Wild Kingdom now at RetroTelevision.com. From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. When talking about TraderGate, there's so many facets. One of the interesting side points, but an important one, is the question of the press shield. When it is that the press should be able to protect confidential sources, I think we can all agree that in a case like, or most of us can agree, in a case like Deep Throat, the guy that brought down a Watergate scandal, Mark Felt, that that was something that needed to be confidential. But it's my view that protecting Karl Rove, trying to out a CIA agent, is not something that should be protected. And what's interesting is that you find people of different political views disagreeing. Tomorrow, I will be debating a fellow Democrat, very strong Democrat, a guy by the name of Andrew McDonald, but he's a local elected official in Virginia. He actually disagrees with me. He thinks that reporters should be able to protect these sources. He thinks that Judith Miller shouldn't be in prison. It's a separate argument, but an interesting one, and I hope you'll tune in tomorrow for that. It's interesting, you know, in October 2003, George Bush said he would fire anyone leaking classified material. On June 10th, 2004, he said specifically he would fire anyone leaking Plame's name. But last Monday, he changed his view. In a joint press conference with the Indian Prime Minister, he was asked specifically if he would reiterate that view, and he said, well, if anyone's convicted of a crime, I think they should be fired. He's backing off. It's okay, Bush is saying, if you want to disclose CIA identities, as long as you haven't committed a crime. Okay, if you want to disclose CIA identities, no big deal. As part of a dirty trick to undermine opponents, no big deal. I like people that do that. That's my turd blossom. But if it's a crime, if you go to jail, if you're hauled off in leg irons, maybe you shouldn't be my chief of staff anymore. And it's very interesting to see the president rely on these kinds of legalities. In many ways, they're making the same arguments Clinton made. Of course, Clinton was trying to cover up an investigation as to whether he cheated on his wife. Bush is trying to cover up an investigation as to whether his aides outed a CIA agent in order to hide a lie getting us into war. I happen to think the latter is more serious. But watch them hide behind those legalities, right? Watch Rove say, oh, I didn't know Valerie Plame Wilson's name, and I didn't leak her name. I just said that Joe Wilson's wife was a CIA operative. Now, as far as I know, Joe Wilson ain't a bigamist. He's only married to one person. So I think it's pretty clear who was talking about. In fact, the statute just says identify. And, of course, you have the president relying on the same legalities. Oh, well, if he's committed a crime, oh, now he'll be fired. Well, it's not just the Intelligence Identities Protection Act. It's not just perjury. It's not just obstruction of justice, though I think that's probably the most serious crime and the one that can affect the President of the United States. As Congressman Henry Waxman of Los Angeles has pointed out, and I think it's really good for him to point it out, Karl Rove signed a nondisclosure agreement. In fact, everyone that works in the executive branch signs an agreement promising not to disclose classified information. And he violated that agreement. And therefore, totally apart from the crime that I believe he committed, he should be fired for that and for that alone. It's a strong point, and as far as I know, only Congressman Henry Waxman has made it. He is the congressman of Los Angeles, and I have a caller from Los Angeles. His name is Mike. Mike, we're going quickly to a break, so I'm going to give you about 20 seconds, and then I'll give you a longer time after the break. Go ahead.
Okay, Mark, I hate to break up your flow, but I want to change the subject.
All right.
As far as I'm concerned, the real biggest story of the week, by far, has slipped by virtually unnoticed by everybody, and that is the House's passage of the majority of the Patriot Act's provisions into permanent law.
Yeah,
which just scares me to death. This is exactly what I was worried about when this thing came up in the first place. And everybody just seems to be okay with it. I mean, like Sensenbrenner said, hey, there's no evidence of governmental abuse so far, and trust us to make sure that it doesn't happen. And I just can't believe that there was more opposition.
Well, that's a good point, and let's discuss that right after the break. The renewal of the Patriot Act, it happens to be an act I know well. I worked on it with Sensenbrenner, in fact. They got their way. The Democrats didn't get our way. Let's talk about the Patriot Act and also take your calls, 877-528-TALK, right after this.
This is Newsbreak. British police are holding a third man in relation to Thursday's attacks on London's transit system. A police spokesman saying the suspect was apprehended on the south side of the British capital last night. Authorities in New York taking no chances at train depots in the wake of the recent London bombings. Today they shut down Penn Station after police were called about a suspicious package. It didn't turn out to be anything. A major earthquake off India's eastern shores have had people scrambling for higher ground. The preliminary 7.2 magnitude quake was centered near India's Nicobar Island and prompted the Thai government to sign a tsunami warning that's since been called off. Lance Armstrong leaving the bicycle racing world behind, but he's going out on top after winning his seventh consecutive Tour de France. Just 2 days left before the scheduled launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery on NASA's return to flight mission, NASA Test Director Jeff Spaulding reports that final preparations continue on track. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
Men and women, if you're worried about your hair loss, then I have great news for you. Dense hair regrowth is possible. And here's more exciting news. The makers of Hair Advantage would like to give you a one-month supply of their incredible hair regrowth treatment absolutely free. That's right. With every order today, Hair Advantage will give you a free month supply. Are we crazy? No. We're confident the longer you use Hair Advantage, the more thick, new, healthy hair you'll regrow. In fact, the active ingredient in Hair Advantage is FDA approved, and clinical trials consisting of men, the majority of people regrew hair, with almost half of those people experiencing dense to moderate hair regrowth. So if you've been disappointed with alternatives in the past, try Hair Advantage completely risk-free. Dense, thick, new hair is possible. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Hair Advantage absolutely free. So call toll-free 1-800-862-1814. That's 1-800-862-1814. 1-800-862-1814.
I'm Terry Graydon with our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network. Flu season is right around the corner, and people with asthma should be first in line for vaccination. Normally, older people and those with chronic health conditions such as heart or kidney disease are encouraged to get a flu shot. Now, public health officials are urging those with asthma to get on board as well. The reason is that influenza can be especially dangerous for those with breathing problems. Only about a third of people with asthma get their yearly flu shots. Those between 18 and 49 may assume they're not at risk. But flu can cause serious asthma attacks or even death.
There's even more reason to make sure babies sleep on their backs. Not only has the Back to Sleep campaign reduced the incidence of sudden infant death, but researchers now report this position reduces the risk of stuffy nose, fever, and even ear infections. This is Joe Graydon and the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop and the Sunday Weekly Review, where all topics are valid. And my caller, Mike from L.A., raises the very legitimate point that the House of Representatives last Thursday night, which is when Congress passes anything they don't want to get a lot of publicity, extended the Patriot Act. They made 14 of the 16 provisions permanent, and two they extended for 10 years. These are the provisions that if the Senate doesn't vote and agree with the House, they will expire at the end of this year. Mike, what is your concern about the Patriot Act?
Well, my concern is that they have, the government now has all sorts of freedoms without any sort of judicial review whatsoever. They can pretty much do what they want and interpret them in such a way that they can do whatever they want. And I guess my biggest concern, Mark, is that I have a fundamental mistrust of government. I don't believe that government sees its primary function as to serve its constituents. I believe that government sees its primary function as to grow and thrive and increase its power. And I believe that's exactly what's happening. I mean, it's what happened on the Supreme Court with the private assault on private property we saw recently, and it's what we've seen now on the conservative side with messing with our civil liberties. There's no reason for these provisions to be permanent. And
you know what's interesting is that
the hero of the week is somebody I never thought I'd be praising, which is Dana Rohrabacher. He and teamed up with a Democrat to try to make these provisions just extend the sunset provisions for another 4 years, and was roundly defeated. And I am mystified why so many staunch Democrats went along with this.
Well,
what do you think?
There's a number of things, number of points you raise. One, Rohrabacher is one of the Republicans that will on occasion go away from the leadership, and I do give him credit for that. Not always, not even often, but more than other Republicans. I think that the support of the Patriot Act originally and to a large extent now has to do with the belief by many and probably by you as well, Mike, that we do need to do something to try to monitor terrorist activity. The problem is that the Patriot Act is the wrong vehicle for that. It's interesting. One of the things that I find that most rankles me when I read about the Patriot Act is the clear lie, absolute falsehood, that Republicans are spinning everywhere that's never, ever attacked in the press. You see it not just on the Fox propaganda channel, but even on CNN, where Republicans say, oh, well, we need the Patriot Act because we used to have these provisions to fight pornographers and child molesters, and we need them for terrorists too. That is exactly false. That is exactly false. These provisions, the Democrats agreed, and you might even agree with me as well, Mike, but when the Patriot Act was first passed, the Democrats said, all right, these are a pretty strong attack on our civil liberties. And so the Democrats said this: if this is part of a terrorism investigation, we will allow it. We will allow these quite strong, as you're right, Mike, going in and looking up records without getting the approval of a court. Pretty strong stuff. Maybe you wouldn't even agree with it for terrorist investigations. But the Democrats said for terrorist investigations, we'll limit it to that. And the Republicans said no. We don't just want it for terrorist investigations. We do want to be able to look up and see whether you've seen pornography or what you've checked out of the library, or maybe you have some medical condition that would be embarrassing that you've rented a library book for. They want to spy on us. In fact, the FBI is opening up larger and larger files on the president's political enemies with information they can get under the Patriot Act. So it really rankles me to see Republicans claim, people like Attorney General Pedro Gonzalez, who knows better, to see him lie to the American public and say, well, the Patriot Act takes things that we could already do and allows it for terrorists. It's exactly the opposite. The Democrats wanted to limit it to terrorists. And I must say, if it's a question of terrorists, and maybe I'll lose a bunch of listeners here, but I think some carefully crafted restrictions on civil liberties for a terrorism investigation may be justified, but only for that. I don't know. Do you agree with me on that, Mike?
But would you make those provisions in perpetuity, Mark?
No, I would never make them in perpetuity.
Well, that's the issue.
Right, right.
And you can sit here and talk. You know, I know that you just did a bad Republicans, good Democrats rant. However, the Democrats went right along with this.
Like, well, no, they didn't.
So
no,
many
no,
other things.
Most of them didn't. No, wait a minute. Wait, I mean, 20%?
Oh, Jane Harmon did. You know, any number of influential.
Jane Harmon is the ranking member of the Homeland Security Committee. She's focusing mostly on, I mean, the problem is Republicans didn't give us a chance to divide the terrorism from the non-terrorism examples.
No, but there was a chance to make the, to make these temporary again, so they can be reviewed again in 4 years.
That's true.
And I don't know what the problem with that is. And I don't know. I mean, it was close. It was within 8 votes.
Yeah.
You know, the House was pretty evenly split on it, but I don't know why there was such a push to make the to take away these rights.
Mike, I'm going to look up that vote, but I'd be willing to bet that at least 80%, probably 90% of Republicans voted for it, and at least 80%, probably 9% of the Democrats voted against
it. Well, you know, those 10% of the Democrats would have made the difference. It was 9 votes, Mark.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you, and I agree with you. It's, you know, it's I guess what bothers me, Mike, is when you and some others sort of attack the Democrats writ large for what 10% of Democrats do that I don't agree with, instead of attacking what 90% of Republicans do.
I don't attack the Republicans because you just kind of take them for granted.
Okay.
You know?
Fair enough.
I attack the Democrats because they're the ones, they're the only people that are standing between us and fascism. I mean, I agree with your earlier caller from San Diego, Michael. We are headed toward fascism. And I am angry, I'm overly angry at the Democrats because they're caving on what I consider to be so many crucial issues. I mean, you can't get mad at the Republicans. It's like, you know, getting mad at a snake because he bites you. But you can get mad at the Democrats because they are supposed to be the social conscience of this country. And they're failing miserably on the job, as far as I'm concerned.
See, I'll agree with you. They didn't stop this act, and I'm going to look at that vote, Mike. I'm going to look at it very carefully now that you've brought it to my attention, and I'm going to post it on my website. But I agree with you, obviously, and yet I do think that the Democrats actually are doing much better than they used to. I think they've stymied the Social Security, the bad Social Security idea. I think they're keeping the pressure on Tradergate. I think that they are – I think America – it's interesting. America now, only 41% of America believes George Bush is honest. I actually think that's still way too high. But I think the Democrats, for a party completely out of power – that has no levers of power and can't control the legislation they get a chance to vote on, I think they're doing pretty good. But you and I can disagree on that. Anything else, Mike?
That's my rant.
All right, fair enough. Thanks for your call. We're going to get back with more of your calls at 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255, right after this.
There are a lot of people out there making claims of miracle cures for this or that, but they're usually anonymous. Margie Garrison, who they call the Arthritis Lady, gives you her name and tells you her story. In July 1979, Margie was amazed when her doctor uttered the words, "Arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure." What a difference from what she'd heard for 43 years, that there was no cure for arthritis. We don't have time here, but to learn the secret Margie learned, get to a computer and log on to healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com.
I've been reading online about a drug-free home treatment program that suggests you can be asthma-free. It's a program designed by an ex-asthmatic who claims she cured her own asthma. It's based on a little-known but astounding clinical trial at a major hospital. What would you give to be free of asthma, asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms, to breathe easily, freely, naturally, in a relaxed way? This drug-free method, proven by clinical trials, is guaranteed or you get your money back, and you have 90 days to decide. Get to a computer now and go to healthstarproducts.com. That's www.healthstarproducts.com. Read about the asthma program, and if it doesn't do what it says it'll do for you, you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Go to healthstarproducts.com.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. All topics are fine this Sunday. In fact, Michael from Los Angeles was bringing up the Patriot Act, and I was actually just looking to see the number of Democrats that voted against the amendment that was proposed by Rick Boucher, and also, yes, Dana Rohrabacher, and to keep this thing, keep the Patriot Act there for just a few more years, to extend it, to not extend it permanently. And, Mike, here's my record, and I'll let you look at it. You can go to the website yourself, H.R. 3199. It's on the motion to recommit with instructions. And I've looked just briefly in the break. Not a single Democrat, not a single Democrat voted to extend the Patriot Act permanently. Now, when it came to the final vote, yes, some Democrats broke rank and supported the Patriot Act because they didn't get a chance. But on the motion to recommit, the one that you're talking about, that Rohrabacher supported, the one that was so close, that was a 9-vote difference, not a single Democrat voted against it, and actually only 3 Democrats didn't vote at all. So, Mike, I think maybe you should be more pleased with the Democrats. 100% of them voted the way that you wanted to. Let me go to another caller, though. We've got Betsy from Annapolis. Betsy, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi there, Mark. Yeah, I wanted to get back to Trader Gate.
Go right ahead.
Well, I think that the Republicans have a big problem, which is, regardless of the crime, which I think there definitely was, they have a problem with the fact that they've lied.
Repeatedly.
And, you know, if there's one thing that the Republicans have done to win election after election, it's that they've dominated the moral high ground.
They've tried to. I mean, look what Bill Clinton was about. What was the whole impeachment? He lied about sex. That's awful. Lying about war, lying about treason, not so big a deal.
Exactly. So if they lose that, which they are going to lose, they're going to lose that. Well, you know, if they could keep that, I think they'd throw Roe and Libby overboard. But I don't think it's going to help them.
The problem is that Roe and Libby are running the place. See, the president can throw Tenet overboard, but he can't throw away Roe and Libby, because Libby represents Vice President Cheney, and Cheney and Roe are the people in control. Roe does all of the president's domestic work. Cheney does all his foreign policy work. Uh-huh. They are the people in charge. That would be like throwing away his brain. In fact, if he ever fires Karl Rove, you can bet he still relies on him for advice, because Bush wouldn't know what to do without his brain.
Right. Well, I think what's going to happen is that when all is said and done, the emperor is going to have no clothes when this is over. That, you know, the one thing that they've run on, which is trust.
Right.
They're not going to be able to be trusted.
Right. Remember what Bush ran on in 2000? It seems like ages ago. He ran on honesty and integrity, and he said he would be a uniter, not a divider. I mean, the irony just doesn't cut it. It's such an understatement to say that those are false.
And the other funny thing is that when they did this on Air Force One or wherever they did it, they didn't think twice about it.
No, of course
they
not.
They didn't think they were making a crime. It's like Napoleon said about this other general. This is worse than a crime. It's a mistake.
Right.
And that's really what they did. They made a mistake.
It
turned into a major crime.
Yeah, I would, instead of quoting Napoleon, I would quote the king preceded him, 2 kings before, Louis XIV, who said, "L'État, c'est moi." The state, it's me.
Right.
And that's how, indeed, the Bush administration thinks about these things. They're the state. They're the country. They're the government. And I really believe that there are people out there, Americans, who their definition of right and wrong is right if it supports the right wing and wrong if it doesn't. And they don't think about lies, and they don't think about treason. They just say, does it help President Bush? Then it's right. Does it not help President Bush? Then it's wrong. And these are the people we have working government.
President Bush represents this uprightness, this morality, and the fact that this is happening, you know, shakes their world.
Yeah. Well, it's a weird sense of morality. You know, I mean, look, I understand that there are fundamentalist Christians that want their particular brand of religion, you know, to be the state religion, to be a theocracy. I understand there are people who are strongly against abortion. I understand that. But I think that people need to separate their views on policy issues with overall questions of morality, of, do you want a president that lies to us? Do you want a president that commits treason? Do you want a president who, like Richard Nixon, who also had his supporters, puts his political benefit above his country? You know, people are like, well, Rove had to do it. He was being loyal to the president. And I have to remind people, Rove doesn't work for the President Bush. He works for the United States of America. He works for the American people. And any time someone puts loyalty to a man over loyalty to their country, then in essence, that is exactly what a traitor is.
Right. And the other thing they do is they conflate things in this way where if you're for cleaning up the environment, you're against the economy.
Right, right. You're a tree hugger.
If you're against the war, you hate the troops.
Right, right.
If Iraqi people die, that's the cost of freedom.
Right. And we're fighting for freedom. And they hate our freedom. That's one of my favorite – well, favorite is a weird word, but my most interesting quotes that Bush says, they hate our freedom. No, Iraqis aren't fighting us because we happen to be occupying their country because they're afraid that we're, you know, trying to control it with 16 permanent bases. No, no, no. They're fighting because they hate our freedom.
Right.
Some guy in Iraq is throwing a grenade against an American troop because they hate the fact that I have free speech in America? Really?
The one thing I remember is before the war, I said to myself, at least the Iraqis will get a better life.
Yeah.
They will get a better life.
Yeah.
We'll rebuild for them. We'll do this. We'll do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing that, you know, should have happened, didn't happen. I mean,
Betsy,
nobody should have died, but that should have happened too.
You know, Betsy, the Vietnamese people today do have a better life than they had 20 or 30 years ago. They certainly don't have a perfect life. They certainly don't have a free government. But they are richer now and freer now than they were 30 years ago precisely because we left. And I'm ashamed to say that in Vietnam's case, as I think in Iraq's case, that our being there has caused people less freedom and less benefits than if we were to leave.
Well, that's a sad thing.
Yeah, it is. Thanks for your call, Betsy. I appreciate
it.
If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Can the president fire Karl Rove? Well, he wouldn't fire George Tenet, right? He's the CIA director who took the fall, fell on his sword for September 11th. Of course, he was never fired for September 11th. The president said he did a bang-up job, even though we didn't stop September 11th. Gave him the Medal of Freedom. Didn't fire Don Rumsfeld, who completely misunderstood the number of troops and what would be necessary to win the after war in Iraq. Didn't fire Alberto Gonzalez, the author of all of those memos on torture. Didn't fire Condoleezza Rice for being wrong about weapons of mass destruction, for claiming there would be a nuclear cloud over American cities if we didn't invade Iraq. You know what? He didn't even fire Thomas Scully. Do you remember Thomas Scully? Thomas Scully was the head of Medicare, of the Medicare office. And the guy working for him wanted to tell Congress that the president's Medicare bill would cost a certain amount of money. And he forbade him from giving the true figures to Congress. The General Accountability Office of Congress, the GAO, said that such conduct by Scully, preventing his guy from talking to Congress, was illegal and ordered him to pay back half his salary. Scully just said no. This is a president that doesn't think that anyone that lies for him should ever be held accountable. We'll be right back.
The most famous television documentary ever produced was Victory at Sea, which was as noted for the swelling musical score by Richard Rodgers as the amazing footage from World War II, gathered from over 13,000 hours of footage from U.S., British, German, and Japanese navies. RetroTelevision.com offers you 26 episodes of Victory at Sea, stunningly reproduced on DVD for just $19.95. The original 26 episodes are presented uncut with every note of Richard Rodgers' original score for just $19.95. To take advantage of this offer, go online to www.retrotelevision.com. That's R-E-T-R-O, retrotelevision, you got to spell out television.com. Or go to TalkStarRadio.com to get your set of Victory at Sea episodes for just $19.95.
I know you've heard me talk about Margie Garrison, the arthritis lady, but have I told you about the time she was thrown out of an arthritis convention for telling the truth that most arthritis sufferers attending that convention didn't need the expensive and maybe dangerous drugs and treatments they were being sold? Man alive, did they hustle her out of there, pronto? This might not work for absolutely everybody, but if you get Mrs. Garrison's program and give it a try for a year and it doesn't end up ending most of your pain, ask for your money back. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. See what the doctors are saying about Mrs. Garrison's program and if this works for you or a member of your family.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. We've talked mostly about Tradergate this week. To me, it really does typify all that's wrong with the administration and all that's wrong with the people who support them, right or wrong. You know, I often close my broadcasts by repeating some words of John Kerry, who in fact was repeating someone earlier, who said, don't love your country right or wrong. Love it when it's right. And when it's wrong, love your country by putting it right. And there are people who say Bush right or wrong. In fact, Bush is the definition of right. Instead of having an independent system of morality and then judging what goes on based on it, yes, there are people who their system of morality is whatever supports Bush. Whatever supports the Republicans, whatever supports their church, perhaps, or Orthodox Jews, or their fundamentalist religion, whatever it is. And let me just say that anyone that would put their president ahead of their country is a traitor. Anyone that would out a CIA agent, risk lives. You heard Michael from San Diego, four people are dead because of Karl Rove. I'd like to actually follow that up a little bit. The CIA isn't talking, nor should they, about their front companies, but we know that Valerie Plame and everything she worked for is destroyed. Hansen did this. Hansen disclosed names, and he got the death penalty. And I'm not arguing yet that Rove deserves that, though I think there should be a trial about it. But let me tell you, it's not just him, and it's not just Ari Fleischer, and it's not just George W. Bush. It's anyone who isn't thinking, who is saying, I don't care, yes, let's stop Wilson from telling the truth, let's out his wife as a CIA agent. What were they thinking? And now there's not just the Intelligence Identities Protection Act. There's perjury, there's obstruction of justice. It seems pretty clear now that Rove lied to the grand jury. That's perjury. His and Libby's and Novak's stories all conflict with each other. Now Rove says, well, I think a reporter told me, but he won't say it directly, and his lawyer says it, and he doesn't know who the reporter is or when he was told. Humana, humana, humana. Kind of reminds me of Admiral Poindexter, frankly, in the Iran-Contra affair. He said, I don't recall more than 100 times. Rove says that Cooper called him on welfare reform. Cooper denies it. Libby said that he was told by Russert. Russert denies it. Both say they got it from Novak. Novak says he got it from them, but his story's changing. Novak's story's changing. And what about Ari Fleischer? And what about the president? What did the president know and when did he know it? You know, it's interesting. One administration official said that he saw Ari Fleischer reading that memo that mentioned Valerie Plame Wilson. Ari Fleischer denies it. But the fact that an administration official said that, reported the truth, and there'd be no reason, obviously, for him to knock out Ari Fleischer if it weren't the truth. This is an administration official. The fact that he mentioned it tells me that it's hard to keep a conspiracy under wraps. It can work for a little while, but it can't work for a long while. And I guess the heart of the matter, when I'm asked, I'm often asked by people who think that George Bush was behind 9/11, how it is that I'm not convinced that he was. I'm convinced he used it and was negligent, but not that he was actually behind it. And it's not just that it's such a horrible crime. It's also that I think that kind of grand conspiracy, too many people know. And we're finding, at least in this case, in Tradergate, so many people know that their stories are starting to conflict. The liars are starting to conflict with each other. And frankly, we've got Ashcroft and Gonzalez in trouble because they delayed the investigation, giving the Bush administration time to destroy documents. So it's all going to come out. Unless Bush pardons Rove, which would be interesting and would, I think, almost certainly lead to impeachment, it will all come out. Hurry up, Peter Fitzgerald. Bring it out. Tomorrow, I've got a terrific debate over the issue of press privilege. I hope you'll check it out at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. For now, this is Mark Levine signing off.
If you've got kids, chances are sooner or later you're going to need dental help. And when you do, I hope...